What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Danny Meringue.
I found two empty bottles of a particularly decent Chateau Noir Bordeaux 57 in your rubbish.
Dusty Hera.
You went through my garbage?
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app.
I find it particularly offensive that you use them to wash down an order from something called Macho Taco.
And Portland's sports leader, 1080.
I would never drink a Bordeaux with a Macho Taco.
The Fan.
It was a burrito machissimo.
Two down, one more to go. You missed any of the previous hours, you can catch that at 1080thefan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. About 15 minutes, we'll get into my new favorite college football player, maybe since Reggie Bush. We'll throw a little Minshew mania in there for the home bias.
We do have breaking news.
Yeah?
DeAndre Ayton has, in fact, cleared waivers.
Well, that's not that breaking news.
It's not surprising.
He was going to... Damn it, Danny.
You like that?
No.
Build it up and then cut
you
down.
I hate that.
I cut you down at the knees. I just turned you into Hank Hill's dad with no shins.
Dude, it's like when my 8-year-old comes to me, he's like, guess what? And I'm like, what? He's like, never mind.
Mm.
I'm like, oh.
There's a TikTok family where there's a father and son, and the kid always hits his dad with a guess what? And he's like, no, I'm not doing this because you always say you'll never believe it, and I always believe it. And he was like,
I used to say chicken butt.
He goes, no, really, you won't believe it. He's like, oh God, fine. What is it? He goes, what did he say? I got my balls stuck in something. And he's like, you just see his dad go, like it's like a ring camera in the house, and you just see the look on it, like the blood leaves his face, like whoom, and he just takes off running, like, oh God!
The fight or flight kicks in.
Yeah, he just runs to go see.
Well, it's a boy who cried wolf syndrome.
He's like,
you'll never believe this.
No, I can believe it.
All right, say it.
I had one of those moments when I was a kid, and my parents bring it up all the time. I was like 7 years old, and I heard Aerosmith and Run DMC Walk This Way. But I was like, I heard this awesome, awesome new band called Aerosmith. You'll never believe it.
They had the huge comeback in the 90s.
Yeah. Which,
yeah,
that's about like 92, I think. I was, 7, 8 years old.
Yeah, what is that? What is later Aerosmith? I Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
No.
Janie's Got a Gun, or is that older?
My cousin is named after Steven Tyler.
Really?
Steven Tyler Wilbur. That is my cousin's name.
No kidding.
Swear to the man upstairs.
I'm still shocked that he could have produced Liv Tyler.
I don't know. If you really look at Liv, there's a lot of him in her.
But I mean, that's what I mean. Like,
and he's got some more feminine characteristics to begin with.
Big lips, long face. But I mean, like, it's always weird.
Good looking? Is Steven Tyler good looking?
I mean,
maybe back in the day.
Yeah, he was. He's not now.
I think he's a little rough around the edges now.
I remember I went to high school with these girls that were sisters, and their parents were interesting looking, but they were both stunning.
Interesting looking.
I'm being nice.
Clearly.
But
I had that.
Both daughters.
I followed you there.
Both daughters, stunning.
Yeah.
Stunning. And you're just like, how did that turn into that.
Yeah, but then the other times you see Stunning and Stunning create, ooh.
Yeah, because, well, the features can be so stark.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie kids. Like, what do they end up looking like when they're fully grown?
I mean, they'll be fine because they have money.
Well, not just that, but, like, I think the daughter looks, the last one that I saw, they did some tabloid when I was checking out the grocery store, like, looks like Angelina Jolie. I'm like, oh, that's not terrible.
Well, the dating theory is also always look at, like, if it's a dude, look at dad. If it's a woman, look at mom. Mm. And that is what they're going to age like. Like, I've had buddies where
my mother-in-law is aging amazingly. Yeah.
I was going to say, I've had buddies where they looked at the girl that same age where it's like, she's a smoke show. And they've been like, nope, I've seen mom, can't do it. I know what's coming in my way in a couple of years.
I dated a girl when I was younger, mom, stunning.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to her grandmother's 92nd birthday. Grandma looked maybe 65.
Like that Helen Mirren action?
Dude.
We were like, ooh, baby. I'm on the Diane Keaton train these
I
days.
Remember looking at her and going, your grandma's hot.
Yeah.
And she's like, I tried to tell you. Yeah. Like, she's still got, like, and at 92 had all of her faculties. Like, yeah. Nothing.
Her faculties.
Well, I mean, like, when you get in your 90s, man, like, some stuff starts to go. She was sharp as attack. Sharpest attack, looks 65, 70 years old. And I was like, oh, the genetics in this family are strong.
Strong. So I'm going to muddle them up with mine.
Yeah.
Let's like, get you back down to the norm.
Good.
Speaking, coming back down to the norm, is that where we are as our story of the day is Mike Brown is, all reports are stating that he will be the new head coach of the New York Knicks. And I think as far as fit goes, you know, we talked about this in the first hour. You kind of hope that what Tibbs taught those Nova kids, that core group and the surrounding cast, kind of sticks with them, and then Mike Brown puts his philosophy on it. I think we're both in agreement that we don't know if this really makes them better, but Danny, you're more of don't bore me with stupid X and O stuff, but like, what is it that Mike Brown does great that you think he could pull out of this crew? Because I worry this crew doesn't have the pure talent that Mike Brown is kind of used to coaching. So what is that approach to this squad?
Well, here's the things. Like, I think the biggest complaints from Knicks fans, and I know a lot of guys that cover the Knicks. I know people within the organization. And the most common complaint is the simplicity of the offense. It's like so Jaylen Brown dependent, and they need to get Cat more involved. And I'm like, okay, I get it. I'm picking up what you're putting down. But Karl-Anthony Towns, as good a player as he is, and he's a very good player.
Is he the best shooter on that team?
Yes, hands down.
That scares me.
No, I mean, Cat's a very good shooter. Cat's the best three-point shooting big man in the history of the game and one of the best shooting big men in the game.
I know, but he's also the biggest scapegoat for that team.
He is, because he will disappear, but he's also not a guy that's going to go in there and go, give me the bleeping ball. Like, I saw some Knicks fans during the playoffs, getting mad about how, like, I had a buddy reach out to me. He's like, hey, I know you have access to some tracking data. Can you pull something up for me? And I was like, yeah, what do you want? He goes, I want to pull up all of the pick and pop data for Cat in the playoffs.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, cool. I'll pull this up. And I started kind of watching through the clips. And number one, Cat's screen setting was god awful. Just god awful. And I'm just like, I get it. You're probably not getting the ball, so you're not setting great screens.
And you don't want to do the work.
And it's like, but that's the ask, dog.
Yeah, it's like,
I
want dessert, but I won't eat my dinner.
And it's like, the role of the big man, like even Yoke is out there. He sets great screens.
Yeah.
Great screens.
We talked about it. He'll do the job. He doesn't need the ball, but he just knows that he needs to put up a certain amount of points every night.
Whether it's DHO or working in the pick and roll with Jamal Murray, or screening off ball for somebody else, like, he's gonna do the work. And I'm sitting there, I'm watching Cat, and I'm like, yeah, there's a real criticism here of maybe Tibbs and his coaching staff not going, Jaylen, we need you to get off the ball and get back on the ball a little bit more. We need you to get Cat more involved. But also, Cat has to be a guy, and then for all of this, it's a coach's job to get a guy to do this. Not at the NBA, dog. It's just not.
No, it's not. You can't.
Like, a guy who's not a great screener, who doesn't want to do it, there's no amount of coaching that's going to get them into it.
It's like some athletic ability is going to prevent you from becoming a better defender. But if you want to, you will improve.
But
if you don't have this, there's a finite ceiling. But you can still improve if you want to.
Like, could Cat be a better screener?
I cannot become
a three-point assassin.
No.
I don't have the skills. Now, if I want to, I can get better,
sure,
but I have a ceiling. And I will take somebody, you know, if a Damian Lillard, or we mentioned Anthony Simons earlier, or a Luka Doncic, mm-hmm, Trae Young, if they want to be a better defender, they will get a little better.
Yeah.
They're not going to Chris Paul, Jason Kidd you.
No, but like, it's the thing. It's like, and
Rajon Rondo.
We talk about like seeing guys in person. Cat is huge.
Yeah.
Like, he is a big, barrel-chested, broad-shouldered, tree trunk leg. Like, Cat is monstrous.
And he might be the piece that Mike Brown uses the most.
It unlocks him better. Like, that's the thing that, like, I don't think that he's going to become a better screener, but maybe they run some sets where McHale's initiating the offense a little bit more.
Yeah.
So the over-reliance on Jalen isn't as much. You put, you know, McHale, OG's not a great pick-and-roll manipulator. We've seen McHale with the Nets and to an extent with the Suns be more on ball. And so maybe they lean into that a little bit. But is that enough of a change to, like, fundamentally change who they are, or to get them so enough gains to really go beyond that stuff? I don't know. I think the biggest issue is they don't have another dyed-in-the-wool shot creator.
That's it.
Like, now, it's Jimmy's and Joe's, not X's and O's. You need to have somebody else who can dribble, pass, and shoot.
But that's and that's what I was going to get to, is I wonder, can Mike Brown, because I think another thing we forget, and I know these are kind of stats, and I don't listen to him all the time, but the plus-minus.
Mm-hmm.
The plus-minus for Jalen Brunson on the floor and off the floor is not great.
Well, it's also because he plays an insane amount of minutes. So
exactly.
He's going to get all the good, but he's also going to get all the bad, too.
So maybe that's why if Brown uses him, I don't want to say correctly, but in a different realm, then maybe those bad moments are less there because you're not always exposed. But I'm with you. Until this team gets another creator in
you're gonna
the backcourt.
You're going to be a heavy Jalen Brunson team.
And that team tries too hard. That team has to hustle wins. That team has to grind, which is why Tibbs worked for it, and which is why I'm a little questionable of Mike Brown.
Well, Mike Brown's going to get guys to buy in as far as that part of things.
He's got the respect in the
not
league.
Not only that, like, Josh Hart doesn't know how to play anyway, but crazy. Same thing with Jalen. Same thing with McHale.
I like him. I think he's my favorite player.
Are you kidding me?
Team.
I love Josh.
Yeah.
Josh's time while short here, one of my favorite guys
great.
To cover. Just it's kind of funny. Him and Matisse are both kind of a-holes. And I mean that in like the most loving way.
Enter Danny, say I love them in 3, 2, 1.
No, I do. I do. Like, there have been times when I've done it, or I've heard somebody else ask Matisse a question. He's like, you can tell he thinks it's a dumb question. Instead of being like giving you a polite answer, he's like, I don't know, man, it's kind of dumb. And then like, I think it's actually this. And I'm like, there's just a flippancy to them that I respect. Like, they are who they are on the court. Like, their personality is so intrinsic. Like, Matisse is very thoughtful and, but the way he gets to things is very unique and very different. Like, his thought process, and like, you see that play out in the basketball court. Like, that's why, that's why he plays the way that he does. It's jazz. It's a lot of riffing, and like, Josh is just an uncontrollable ball of energy who's the best rebounding guard in the NBA, who's gonna hit the floor. Like, it was like, well, why don't you try harder? It's like, having a motor and having an engine, those are skills. Like, you can get better at them, but there are some guys. Like, I've talked about this with Donovan Klingon. But he needs to be able to play 30 minutes. He's 7'3", 290 pounds. There are 14 players in NBA, modern NBA history that have played for more than 28 minutes a game over 7'2". It's just not, it doesn't happen.
It's difficult.
It just doesn't happen. Like, it's just the thing that's there. It's like, that's the reality of that, you know, biophysical profile.
Right,
like,
right. Limitations create.
And that's the, when you talk about that or anything else, when you talk about coaching in the NBA, it's about trying to wrap your arms around that the best you can. And like, even if you, let's say you get more out of Cat, but it's getting more out of Cat, does that sacrifice maybe OG a little bit? Does that maybe, you know, not optimize McHale? Does that put Josh Hart in kind of a weird, like,
but can you rob Peter to pay Paul to pay Peter to pay Paul?
And you're
then
constantly
circular around
doing
it.
That. Yeah.
Mike Brown could do that.
And that's the thing, is like, you can't just pull all the sliders up. You're going to pull one up and one's going to go down. It's about finding the exchange rate, and it's about trust. That's the thing. It's like, can they find more trust with Mike Brown? I think that's the biggest question.
You mentioned jazz, and that got my pants real tight. But there's a guy who made a statement, whatever that statement is. But this guy gets my sports pants tight. But also, did he kind of allude to something we already knew, and could we see players say more about this? Did any of that make sense? Will, am I speaking correctly? Am I having a stroke?
What is Colorado Rockies?
That's next. That's Danny Morang. I'm Patrick Harris. That's the Big Ortner. 1080 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What is the Colorado Rockies?
Anybody else smell toast? You smell toast?
Nope, that's you, just you, Stroke Boy.
Tell you what, you might be a jerk, but I'm gonna die at any second from like pure stupidity. We've already discovered today that if body didn't just remember to breathe, that I'd forget. I can tell you Bob Gibson's stat line from the 68 World Series, but I can't remember to breathe.
Oh, dude, I you know, my parents used to get so just pissed off at me because I could remember. I've mentioned this God knows how many times. A phone number from an infomercial that played at 2 o'clock in the morning because my brain works in Rain Man numbers. But, you know, they'd ask me to take out the trash and I totally forget. It's like, and it took them a long time to be like, no, he's not forgetful or he doesn't care. It's just his brain doesn't do that.
I finally kicked the forgetting something as I'm walking out the door every time. It used to be always a trip back.
This cell phone has been a miracle for me. But my day is in here every single day.
Yeah.
And with reminders on everything.
My big savior has been a keyless entry start on my car. Mm. That was a big game changer for me. For some reason at that point, because I don't have a key poking me, keys just stay in my pocket until the end of the day when I get ready for bed. Then they throw in my catch-all, but I don't leave them at the door anymore. Half the time I'm out the door and you're like, whoop, turn around.
See, I'm such a creature of habit in that regard. I have a drawer.
Phone key wallet thing.
if they are ever not in there,
my phone is my wallet.
It's because somebody moved them.
Ooh.
And if it's not there, the panic that overwhelms me is, oh my God. Like, you want to see me, like, the eyebrow twitch and the, yeah. It's if I can't find my wallet keys or cell phone, because they are in the exact same place all the time. I would lose my head if it wasn't attached, but I always know where those things are.
At least you could find your head and it would remember to breathe.
Well, maybe.
Quote, I'm not a sore loser, but I hate losing, and losing to that team up north was pretty crazy. In the end, I think it really helped us play the way we did in the playoffs, but I didn't want to go to Ohio State and lose to that team up north. I just hate them. Just something about them. For the next 2 years, I promise you, I will not lose to them. I can't lose to them in the next 2 years. That is wide receiver Jeremiah Smith of the Ohio State University. Mm. A couple things to unpack from this. Love that he's bought in.
Yeah.
That team to the north. Mm-hmm. You don't say it. Love that. Absolutely love that.
I always say it. Bring hatred back.
Bring hatred back.
I hate Ohio State.
I grew up Pac-12. I hate everyone in the Big Ten. I hate everyone in the Big Ten. On New Year's Day, we used to go to my grandma's house and we'd watch the Rose Bowl. And if you were in the Big Ten, we wanted you to lose. Unless it was the Huskies playing, then we were like, well, let's hope this is a good game.
I was a big Michigan guy. Charles Woodson is my second favorite college football player of all time. Reggie Bush is my favorite
my
college
kids
football player.
And their dad are all go blue. To a nauseating level.
I'm not to a nauseating level, but like I had the Michigan starter puffy jacket, like
Charles Woodson.
Five, like that
oh yeah, yeah.
That
I lived through the Fab Five.
Yeah, like that.
Will, you would have loved the Fab Five.
It's a great 30 for 30.
You would have loved that time.
I mean, they changed college basketball.
Changed college basketball, and that's when we were all like, oh, right, these guys are all getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
That was like the big.
Yeah. But I always had a soft spot for Michigan. Every other Big Ten team, like, I, for whatever reason, like, I didn't really care about the Big Ten in any way, but I had love for Michigan. I think it was the color scheme, the blue and the yellow, the blue maize, whatever. But there was just something about Ohio State, and it might have been the sweater vest.
It might have been the sweater vest
that was just like, you suck.
Old man.
You know what I mean? Like, I was just something about it where
I'm going to be on your lawn and you can't do nothing about this.
There is just, like, he just got in my kitchen, man. Like, there was just
rent free in the dome.
Like, as a kid, I just hated that team. And I like
Tressel's pretty unlikable.
But
Herb's pretty unlikable.
You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, even Ryan Day with his like
the fake
dyed looking beard.
Oh yeah, which his wife says has never dyed in his life. It's a lot like
I actually hear more interviews with him. I'm kind of like, oh, he seems like a nice guy.
No, look, but
on the sideline, I'm like, I don't like that guy.
But it was like, you know, the whole thing in the NBA when you had an NBA executive's wife, you know, on a burner talking about her husband's shirt collar being it's a proper size collar. It's nothing wrong with it. It's like. Yeah, I mean, the collars are really big, and his beer has probably died, but this also probably says more about me, where in that period of time, I liked the Michigans and the Miamis of the world.
Sure. The flash. Like
Willis McGahee's knee
exploded
inverting
in
and being on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
I seen it.
Was just like, ugh! But I wanted Miami to win that game.
Yeah, I did too, because I couldn't root for Big Ten teams.
You know what I mean?
That's how I grew up.
So it was like, all of these things that kind of happened that just kind of reinforced, like, Ohio State sucks.
If you have to root for Ohio State or Michigan, who do you choose? I choose death.
Yeah.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Which is going to be tough because Jeremiah Smith is a dog.
And that is what I want to get to. I remember we were watching the Oregon-Ohio State playoff game. Not the regular season game, the playoff game.
Was it the fourth play that he took off?
I'm at the shop and my local establishment, and I'm sitting with a bunch of friends. And what's really cool is we got people there that are sports nerds like us, and then we got people that don't really care about sports, but will sit around and watch games. And we've built a rapport where we can kind of, they'll ask questions that I think on the surface sound dumb, but we don't treat them that way. We just give them honest answers. Like, I got a couple Canadians. They don't really know how the NFL or college football works, so we kind of walk them through. And I remember saying, guys, this guy for Ohio State, Smith, is must-watch television. Mm-hmm. He's the most fascinating guy I've seen in college football since Reggie Bush. Naturally, the next question was, oh, really? Who's Reggie Bush? And I was like, this is awesome. 10 minutes into that game, they were like, whoa, it's the Smith guy, right? They couldn't take their
eyes
off.
Well, they saw him turn the corner.
There is something about him that I cannot take my eyes off of. And I hate Ohio State.
That was the fourth play of the game where they ran the quick toss to Smith.
It's the third or fourth play.
Third, like we had just gotten over to a place to watch that game because that's not true. We had switched over to that game yet because the Arizona State game was still going. And, you know, everybody that was there was all Duck fans. And I'm like, hey, if you guys want to switch it over, I get it. You guys are all Duck fans. You want to see the game. Totally cool. I'm going to have my phone because I have to watch the end of this Arizona State game. This is insane. I want to see what happens. And they're like, okay. I want to say within 30 to 45 seconds, Smith turns the corner, is gone. And I was like, oh, boy. This, like, you, the air in the room just left because everyone besides me was a Ducks fan.
Yeah.
And it was just like... That was special.
He and what he alluded to is he basically told us, you got two more years of me,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm gone.
I mean, yeah, it has been a while. No, don't get me wrong. We've had great wide receiver prospects over the last 10 years.
Especially just out of Ohio State.
Yes. Alabama and Ohio State have just had.
That's true. Alabama had that 10 years where it was like some guy in the first round every single year. And they're all still starters.
But it has been
some of them have trophies.
It has been a while since you've had a guy this good.
Can he be a front runner for the Heisman right now?
Yeah,
going in preseason,
he won't be because of
Arch
name recognition. It's gonna be quarterbacks:
like, Carson Beck, Arch Manning,
like Sam Levitt,
the kid from Arizona South State. Carolina.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're gonna have those guys, but if you're talking non-quarterback,
He's
probably number one.
Oh, baby. I think it's fascinating, too. I know we're up against it, so I'll try to be quick about this. I also love that he's not hiding by the fact that, like, hey, guys, I'm not going to be here 4 years. Like, cat's out of the bag. We all get paid. We all know how this is going.
And he came in dumb young, so he's going to go there.
And he would have been a top five pick if he were in the draft this year.
Probably would have.
I would have taken him.
Like, you're seeing...
Because I own a football team, well, and I was drafting in the top five.
Dusty, you know, when we were growing up, and he's talking about, you know, he got held back. Like, that was normal. Like, you got held back if you were an athlete. Like, there's plenty of guys in my...
So you could play more.
Well, you were bigger, faster, stronger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
in my graduating class, I think I had three guys.
That's why Cooper Flagg's so fascinating, because he skipped.
He went ahead. And you're seeing this not only in basketball, but in football as well. Like... There's a kid who's like a five-star recruit who's a sophomore who like took summer classes and is now a junior and is going to be eligible for like the 2026, 2027 class. And I'm like, is he? And there's a kid, I think, going this year who's going to be turning 17 this summer going to college football. And I'm just like, I get a little scared of that.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't like that.
Like, look, the freakiest freak I've ever been around at a young age is Zion. Zion came to Hoop Summit. He did not play. He broke his wrist, I want to say, a couple weeks before, but he showed up to camp, right? And he had a Nike Hoop Summit hoodie on with the sleeves cut off. He is, I believe he is 16 at the time.
He's a lot better shape than he is now.
But I had never in my life seen a 16 or 17-year-old kid
that yoked.
He built. He had 20-inch biceps.
Like a brick and S I'm not, house.
Like, he looked like Lawrence Taylor in his prime. At
That's
16,
nuts.
And
That's
I'm just
nuts.
Like, he's 6'5 and a half, 6'6, with shoulders that had shoulders, pecs that had pecs, and 20-inch arms. And I'm just sitting there looking at him like, I want to see a birth certificate. There's no way. You look 25. Not advanced for a kid. He looked like a grown, like, in his prime, grown man. And I'm just sitting there just like,
I was 5'3 at 16 years old. 5'3.
My freshman year of high school.
Hit a growth spurt junior year of
high school. I've said this so many times. I went into high school. I was 13 years old. I graduated 17. I was incredibly young.
I had just turned 18 when I graduated.
I
was a young kid too.
5'2", 110 pounds my freshman year.
Can you win two MVPs and not be a leader?
Mm.
Is that possible?
Could
be. One guy thinks so. That's next. But first, Will with sports. Coming up in a half hour, primetime, in your face for 4 hours from 3 to 7. Make sure you stick around that. I'm sure they'll do something fun.
We do have breaking news.
Don't do this to me again, Danny.
It's for real. DeAndre Ayton is expected to sign with the Los Angeles Lakers per Chris Haynes.
That's not breaking news, Danny. This is twice now. One more time.
Sham just put it out.
One more time.
It's done.
one more time, and I'm going to take away the privilege of your breaking news.
It looks like he's going to sign a $9 million deal with the Lakers, because between he is basically going to make back the money that he lost. He's going to make $34 million.
He'll be back
nine to $10 million.
And I wouldn't be shocked if that was his agent's leverage point too. I mean, that's a damn good leverage point.
Look,
like, hey, I got paid out for it. It's kind of like what we're talking about with Damian and his situation. If you can meet me back to this number, I kind of come on the cheap. The giant question is, does he change?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, DA knows that he needs to get to a spot where things maybe a little bit more visible.
Is LeBron the best thing to happen to him?
Luka's the best.
The best thing to happen to him.
Luka makes every big man look incredible. Like, he even made Jackson Hayes look playable.
But I mean, but not if you got that piss poor attitude.
Here's the thing, man. The DA's attitude is not bad per se. Basketball's not the biggest thing to him. And that is something that...
That's going to be a problem around a LeBron James, though.
Well, I mean, it's a problem.
But again, I mean, like, I guess, yeah, as we've talked about, there might be only one more year of LeBron.
Not just that, but, like, just in general, like, there are a lot of players in the NBA and in professional sports where it's not the biggest thing to them. It's just not. And it's not a fun thing. And I'm not saying that to excuse DA. He has his faults. But, like, when he does buy in, he's really good.
I suppose that's true. When you look around and you think about all of us in our professions, like, let's take Will Ortner, for example.
Yes, let's psycho-examine Will.
An up-and-coming educator, an up-and-coming degenerate gambler, and an up-and-coming on-air talent. Up-and-coming losing more weight. As an educator, you love education, don't you? You wouldn't do it if you don't love it.
I do. You have to love it. Otherwise, you'll quit, and that's what you see happen to those who don't love it.
You love gambling. That's why you do it. You love working in radio. That's why you do it.
I have poker stuff up right now.
Are any of those your pure identity?
No.
Exactly.
I think we forget sometimes that
we want our athletes to eat, sleep, and breathe basketball when the reality is like,
they don't.
I like Star Wars too.
But that's the thing is, like, you take a look at guys.
Yong Bong. I play PS5, bro.
What makes...
I don't even play basketball games.
What makes an all-timer an all-timer is that more often than not, they're not fun to be around.
Michael loved golf more than he loved basketball.
Yeah, but I mean, like, or gambling. But, like, we talk about the whole competitive nature of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, when to be truly great, like, Tom Brady is, I mean, he's not without his flaws. Like,
sure.
But he was a psychopath about stuff. Like, you, like, to be it, like, yes, you have to be otherworldly talented, but you have to have you're kind of an a-hole.
Yeah.
Like, there's
to be the most successful, you got to have some of that in you.
And that's just look at all of them.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. It's just in the NBA. Jordan, Braun.
My boy Reggie.
Like, now, can you not be that and be successful? Yeah. Tim Duncan's the best power forward to ever play the game.
SGA?
SGA is one of the best players on the planet right now. And
seems like a wonderful human being.
But do you think he's obsessive about the NBA in a manner of an all-timer?
SGA? Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Do you disagree?
I don't think he's obsessive to that level yet, but we also are just now entering his prime.
I think
maybe he has one more level of, like, I want to rip your heart out.
Maybe I take it to a different level. I think he's obsessive about how basketball can be his life, which means his relationships with his teammates who become his friends, mm-hmm, and basketball is a part of it. Like, I hang out with the boys on the weekend, mm-hmm, and it's not just about hanging out with the boys. It's also about hitting the bar and getting loaded. And it's also about telling stupid stories and eating great food. It's, mm-hmm, the collection of it all.
And that's the thing is, like, one of the things that has really stood out for the Oklahoma City Thunder, for everybody who's been around it, whether on the actual team side or people who cover the team, it's a very collegiate atmosphere.
Yeah.
In that, like, it's just the boys. I mean, other than Caruso, who they call Unk, and he's 30, 31. The rest
Damn
of that,
it, he's 10 years younger than I am.
Right? It's just But, like, the rest of that team is young as hell.
I can't imagine DiVincenzo still in New York and that core four just chilling. We're not even talking ball.
You know what I mean? Like,
we're in New York City. Let's go.
Brunson
and
Hart have their podcast together, the Roommates Pod, where they get up there and they just chop it up, and you can tell the culture and the style. Like, I mentioned this. This is my defense of DA, and this is where this is an actual defense of DA. The Phoenix Suns, going into the year that they went to the NBA Finals, They asked DeAndre Ayton to sacrifice his box score statistics and his contributions to be a more team-centric guy, to do the dirty work, to do the hustle, to really work the boards, to really defend. And they got to the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
And then they didn't take care of him. He has every right in the world to double barrel the organization.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that.
And this
there's
is
only
guy,
one player left on that team from that run.
Yeah, but I mean, like, that guy, I mean, not just DA, there have been other instances of this in the NBA when you were made a promise and a team did not fulfill that promise.
Yeah.
You have every right in the world to burn the earth down around you. And a guy that's that young and that impressionable and had some questions of maturity, the literal last person on your roster that you should do that with was that guy. And I think it was a major, major, major problem for DA and his ability or inability to trust after that. And I think it did cascade.
Just a guard up at all times.
And here's the thing, is all these questions, DeAndre Ayton still averages 16 and 11 in his career shooting, basically 60% from the floor.
Oh, I don't think
even with all of that.
Oh, I don't think anybody's ever questioned his talent.
Look, when he came out, I was like, is this David Robinson 2.0?
I watched him at Arizona. I mean, I was a little surprised he was the number one overall pick.
I wasn't.
But I, you know, I'm a West Coast basketball kind of guy, whether it's WCC, Pac-12, Mountain West, whatever. And I remember watching him being like, this guy could be something. I didn't expect him to go
7 foot, runs like a gazelle, incredible touch, world-class athlete at that size. Just, I looked at him, I'm like, I know there's some intel stuff, but I get it. I get it. Like, when you've got 7 foot with all that other stuff, man, again, you're questioning the other stuff, and yet he's still that productive. But it also makes you go, you're that productive and you don't care that much. Like, what happens if you did?
We'll see how this pans out. We come back. It'll close up shop. Closing arguments right here. Danny and friends, 1080 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Closing arguments here, Danny and friends. Deal comes across in the fan text line. Show me an NFL player that doesn't like playing football, and I'll show you a former NFL player. NBA player, and I'll show you a multimillionaire who plays in the NBA. That is a shot fired deal. Coming in hot today, baby.
I'll tell you right now.
Coming in hot.
I bet you Suk will back this up too. There's different levels of commitment in the NFL. It's across every sport. Like, there are plenty of guys who are just perfectly happy being pretty damn good and cashing a check that don't give a damn. There's guys that have trouble with their weight and don't take care of their body. And, you know, name an NBA player that has been out there, you know, screwing up in the club because they'd rather have that life.
Ja Morant.
Well, I mean, in the NFL. I mean, like.
Oh, a ton. Rosters are just 50 people.
You think Pac-Man Jones was football was the number one thing for him?
You think the third guy on the depth chart that sometimes plays special teams I'm is talking doing about,
there's,
stupid
there's,
ass?
There's guys that are really good.
Yeah, yeah.
That don't like Percy Harvin.
Yeah.
Percy Harvin was really good. I don't think he gave a damn. There's plenty of those guys.
I don't give a damn about anything, and somehow I just
Jay Cutler.
I mean, yeah, I mean,
smoking Jay.
Look, I mean, there's no shortage of really good players in every single sport.
Look, I will
not
stand for anybody to trash smoking Jay Cutler.
Look, I mean, Sebastian Janikowski is one of the best kickers to ever play the game, and that guy was throwing dips in on the sideline.
That guy, I heard rumors that guy at Florida State would drink a sixer and pop a Rufalin and then go out.
Yeah,
the man roofied himself.
Yeah.
To go out and party.
So he's Alan from The Hangover.
I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. You got to remember, I'm the old man here.
Yeah,
go rewatch that.
You got to dumb it down sometime.
It's only the truly, truly, truly transcendent guys.
We talked about this in the break. I mean, you know, it's why they're all jerks. You don't meet your heroes. I got a buddy who met Paul Pierce in Vegas and was like, that guy was the rudest person I've ever met in my life. And he seems like fun and, you know, like a guy I want to play with and all that kind of stuff.
Gilbert made millions of dollars in basketball. He's talked about it. He's like, I wish I would have done things differently. I wish I would have cared more. Shaq in his post-career is like, I wish I would have cared more. Like, you just go down the list. And there's the NBA ones are easy for me because that's my world.
Sure.
But like on the NFL side of things, it's the same thing. They don't have the careers that they should have.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll come into my world, in the baseball world. There's a reason Bryce Harper is Bryce Harper. He eats, sleeps, and breathes baseball.
And then you have Josh Hamilton.
Who does not.
All the talent in the world. One of the most talented baseball players we maybe have seen in modern baseball.
We were talking about Griffey a little bit. I think Griffey loved playing baseball. Mm-hmm. But Griffey didn't put the work in because he just loved playing baseball. It wasn't about getting better. It was about, you know, I got God's given talent. And I'm just going to go play baseball because baseball's sick.
Yeah.
It's like playground mentality. You guys want to play baseball today? I love baseball. Yeah. Pickleball is my favorite day in PE. Can't wait. You want to play pickleball? I'm in.
There's a lot of guys in the sports world that have that attitude too. Like Griffey. As good as Griffey was, I still think there's an argument to be made that Griffey was probably 95% of what Griffey could be because he didn't do the off-season stuff. He didn't lift.
If he didn't run. If he had any Mamba in him. If he had any
could
right,
be one,
Mamba,
one of maybe the 15 greatest players of all time,
he would be. I think he already is in the top 15.
Yeah. Probably top five all time.
I think he'd be
and
top
there was,
three, if not number one.
Well, look at it. It's the difference between Griffey and Barry. They're the same guy.
Except one has the Mamba mentality and one doesn't.
One looked at Mark and Sammy Sosa and said, watch what I do on steroids. Eat this, Mark.
Somebody else.
What up, Whitey?
Somebody else texted in Michael Vick.
St. Louis, huh? Bay Area.
You know what I mean? Like Michael Vick.
Yeah. God's given talent.
Otherworldly.
God's given talent.
Talent.
I mean, we don't have a lot of guys in different ways, guys that play in different styles. We don't have quarterbacks in the NFL without Michael.
No. No, Lamar Jackson does not exist without Michael Vick.
It's not even guys that you comp to him, big arms and fast like that, but just the mobility.
Yeah.
I mean, and the arm strength.
Just the things he would do, the flick of a left wrist that just went off his hands.
Lifting knees and floating to get into the end zone. Still one of the most
Gruden tells a great story of Janikowski violating curfew and still being drunk during the game, sending him out to kick a long field goal to make him look dumb, and of course he nailed it. There were stories of him kicking 70-yarders in practice.
He's a big boy.
Like, just, that's the thing. It's like, there have been Blazers players, and he's not in the NBA now. I'll put his name out there. I don't think Mo Harkless gave a damn about basketball. I don't think Harkless cared, but he's 6'8", built like a Greek god, incredibly athletic, and was like, I can make a living. Andrew Wiggins is otherworldly talented. Does not give a damn.
I stopped playing soccer at a high level because I don't have it in me. Mm. It's too much running.
Yeah.
Running's not fun.
No, it's not.
Anybody that likes to run for fun, I think, is a borderline psychopath.
You got people in the basement. Young Hansen, at his introductory press conference, he was like, I wasn't really sure about basketball when I was a kid because, you know, I was big then. I wasn't as big, but I didn't like to run up and down the court. But then I started winning, and I got addicted to winning, and I was like, this is fun. But that's the difference. He got addicted to winning. And if you're looking for like a mental, and this isn't
talking about like Jokic. We were talking about Jokic earlier, and how he's, you know, he just wants to win, so he's willing to adapt. That's a special kind of player.
But he's also, he is the one in a billion, because I don't think basketball means the most to him.
I don't think so either.
I think his horses and his home means the most to him.
But I think succeeding is what means the most to him.
Yes.
So succeeding at whatever you're doing, whether it's being a father, a friend, horse owner,
he might be the direct
player.
Line to Griffey.
I think
like,
so.
You're just so otherworldly good.
I just like doing this stuff.
That
I think basketball is fun.
And I think it's very high up the list for Jokic, but I don't think it's the thing. So, I don't know.
It's so hard to wrap your head around that.
The mental stuff of that is always been really interesting.
Well, and it's so hard for you to wrap your head around that stuff when it comes to us peasants, you know? Like, I'd do anything to have SGA's talent or anybody like that's, you know, just God-given talent. That it's easy for me to sit here and be like, well, why don't you try harder? But, I mean, look.
99% of all people.
Look, I love doing radio. Yeah. Do I eat, sleep, and breathe this? No. I have other interests.
You mean you're not, like, going back over your Murrow education level, like I need to refresh myself on professional radio etiquette.
I'm not listening to every show I do and like breaking it down and saying,
I could have done this better. Could have done that
at 1:17:25. You said if instead of of.
Yeah.
Because we're all human beings, you know. Yeah,
it is what it is. Again, like I said, if we want to clear the pool out, take off the warning labels.
I feel like I'd be the first to go though. I don't want to do that.
Man.
Although, if you take them off, I still remember them.
There you go.
Don't operate heavy machinery. Yeah. Don't be pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Don't drive.
Yeah.
That's it, right? Those are the only alcohol ones.
Don't take pills.
And don't take pills. I don't take pills anyway.
Yeah, so.
I'm covered, dude.
Yeah, as long as you, the alcohol might be a problem for you still, but hey. You know.
No, everything in moderation, son.
Sure.
Everything in moderation. All right, that's going to do it for us. Thanks again to Dusty Mandalay Bay for letting me hold down his ship. He'll be back tomorrow for your normal Danny and Dusty. Have a great 4th, everybody.
Enjoy.
Be safe and all that jazz. And that'll do it for us. For Danny Marang, I'm Patrick Harris. That's the Big O on the ones and twos. Go do something I would do.
Bye.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.